Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks so much for hanging out with the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And again, we have that toll-free number will be open for you all day at 855-212-4CBS. Christine Brennan, sports columnist with USA Today, who I had an interesting flight with once. Well, I'm going to ask her if she remembers this flight, because Christine and I probably met each other a couple times, but she may not remember this flight, but I do. I'm going to ask her about it coming up. I love basketball insiders, and I love a little bit of insight, because I always feel like I love NBA basketball, but I don't feel as well-versed in it as like NFL or college football. And so I enjoy the site and always enjoy Steve Kyler joining us here on the John Kincaid Show. First of all, Steve, how are you handling sort of being locked down, not having your normal routine? How are you and your loved ones dealing with it?
Well, it's different. You know, I don't think any of us have ever been kind of in, you know, I live in Florida, so we'll get a hurricane every once in a while, and there's manic hysteria around that. You kind of go, sure. Okay, that's going to blow over in 3 or 4 days. This one's very, very different and no question disruptive. You know, for me, it's more my family than me. You know, my son and my daughter and those kind of things. That's where you start to really kind of get the grasp of all of it and how it impacts them. But, you know, getting through it, I think that's what we got to do. We got to get through it.
So we'll all get through it. But not having sports and for me doing a radio show where I get to talk about all sports and talk about things that are going on in life and everything like that, I think it's a little easier. Your life is so immersed in what goes on in the NBA. What do you do without it? How do you come up with content? How do you come up with, and more importantly, do you have a vision of moving forward, at least an assumption of how this thing may move forward?
Yeah, you know, in the immediate term, there's kind of a cycle of everything in the NBA. Kind of know, okay, we're getting into April. Now we're going to be into, you know, March Madness and talking about the draft and draft right. workouts, being in training facilities. And then that rolls into the combine. Then that rolls into the pro basketball combine. Then that rolls into the draft. That rolls into summer league. And you kind of know there's a rhythm to it. You know, I'm 22-ish years into this, and your body just kind of knows here's what's coming next. All of that comes off the table. So you don't know if we're going to have a combine. Looks like we won't. Will we have something that looks like summer league? Probably, but maybe that happens in September. So the world just kind of gets upended in terms of how do you go about it. You know, we've given our guys a little bit of a reprieve to kind of figure out what normal feels like for them. And we'll get back at it more in kind of an off season kind of mindset. Where we're doing more opinion pieces and more, you know, breaking down the things that are going on as an analyst more than talking to players, talking to coaches, talking to executives. Although the number of people who are asking, hey, can we do a podcast because I'm bored out of my mind, it has been fun. Yeah. We're going to have some of those next week. So, you know, it's just trying to figure out how to do some fun stuff and kind of keep everybody engaged. I think everybody misses the distraction of all of it. But, you know, the path forward, I don't think the NBA even understands the path forward. I think we're going to see an opportunity to kind of change the calendar in the NBA and maybe move all of this stuff back 2 months where, you know, the regular season now maybe starts in early December. And now we're not talking about NBA and football in the same breath. And it's basically the NBA going head-to-head with baseball, which could be interesting. So I think there's a lot of things that you see on the horizon that you go, okay, this is going to change and change in kind of a really interesting way. But in the moment, you can't really feel it because we're kind of living, you know, news story by news story right now.
I do believe the NBA will come back. My theory was, though, is that we could end up seeing the NBA playoffs played out as like a made-for-TV event where they're playing without crowds. Because I know before the coronavirus shutdown, the NBA was already contemplating and looking into plans of playing games without fans. And I don't think anybody at this point would care one bit if they were watching players in a safe environment get out there and play and just watching it on a soundstage almost.
Yeah, you know, one of the things they've been looking at is as they've tried to figure out, one, how to make up all the games they owe the local TV groups so that it doesn't impact their teams negatively. How do you honor all of your commitments? How do you have those playoff games? And one of them is playing games in practice facilities. And that'll get cameras way closer to the game. That will get, you know, if you've seen a lot of broadcasted high school games and small college games where you really feel like you're in the game a little bit. So it'll be interesting because I do think it's going to force the NBA to look at a lot of things that they've never needed to look at. You know, sometimes there are things you want to look at and then there are things you need to look at. They don't need to look at sight lines. Well, now we're going to have sight lines. And, you know, the broadcasters are going to like it. They're going to like being closer to the game. They're going to like being down. And then that starts to become the new normal. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. It does. I agree with you. One, I think the NBA is going to be back just because there's so much money on the line that can be made up by just simply playing the games. And I think they want to play the games. And then more importantly, do we really want to waste a year of LeBron? I mean, look at the year he was having. Do we not want to have a champion? I think everybody wants to see if there's a way to make that happen. It's just time now. Does that happen now in July, August instead of May, June?
I'm very excited because I do believe the NBA is like a shark, and I believe they're going to move, find ways to, because look at the Summer League and how much the Las Vegas Summer League has even created, and we're talking about that's rookies and first and second year players.
Not even those.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's, yeah.
And people love it. People love it. And so I have a feeling the NBA is going to start to creep into baseball's, what was usually baseball's exclusive turf, and realize that they could dominate it, that they could find a way
and
to dominate.
I think that's a big thing there, John, is that, you know, look, the NFL's a monster. It's not going anywhere. It's bigger and bigger every year. Why? And then they're creeping into Thursdays right now.
We're
doing Thursday football and, you know, Monday night doubleheaders. And, you know, so it's, if you can get out of NFL's way, it'll be good for the NFL. And, you know, if Major League Baseball doesn't want to innovate, then the NBA is willing to come right on top of it. And look, baseball's a day game. Basketball's a night game. You can get them both in the same day. It's not a problem.
Absolutely. You sound very optimistic, though. Have you? Are you a good person or a bad person to be cooped up with? Like, are you okay? Yeah, you're bad? Because I'm a bad person to be cooped up with.
Yeah, I don't know really what to do with idle time. I'm always busy. I always have something going on. My mind is always working on something. And when I go from 100 to 0 or 100 to 1, I wander around the house sometimes looking like the crazy old man. So, yeah, I would bet my wife doesn't agree with that. But I like to think I'm a good guy to be cooped up with. I've got a good attitude.
I'd be surprised if my wife feels that she may she if next week there's a fill-in host, it may be because of a murder. How many walks could I take in a day would be the question. Can you go take another walk? Just take another walk. So, hey, Steve, I hope you continue good health and keep the you know, people want the content and Basketball Insiders has got it. So keep the content coming and just keep it light. This is great. It helps a lot.
Absolutely, my man. Absolutely.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.